New day,
new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong, strong,
positive.
Strong,
Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful.
You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
So let me tell you folks something. Oh, you know, and hello, everyone. In life, it is important to always cover all your bases. That means taking care of all the shit that is within your power to take care of. Shit that you can do. See, sometimes people don't go beyond what the fuck they can do. In baseball, that would be like getting all the bases loaded. Woo, what amazing. People love that shit. Oh, man, when your fucking team is losing and they need some fucking runs and they load them fucking bases, man, shit. Now, that's exciting. That means you got runners on first, second, and third. And the motherfucker at bat. Woo, shit, man. Opportunities are endless. And fuck around and have no outs. Oh, man, you're in a perfect position to take this shit. Now step up the home plate. Your ass got a fucking bat in your hand. Oh, you stand there. You look over the fucking field and see all your bases covered. Man, I'm telling you, when all your bases are covered, that's stress fucking free for your fucking life. Man, sometimes I go deep sometimes. I throw baseball in there just to fucking make it clear to your ass. But when you look at your life and all your bases are covered, fuck, man, you fucking breathing, your kid's good, your wife good, shit, man. You don't cover all the bases. Now the pressure is on the other team. You back their ass into a corner. Covering your bases means taking control of a damn situation. Now even if that means getting hit by a goddamn pitch, woo, hey, that's the best way. Because you can take it. You can fucking take it so you get hit by a fucking pitch. And guess what? That fucking man on third base advances fucking home.
Oh, man. I don't know if there's the best way to get that runner home. Maybe just hit the ball.
Miles, sometimes motherfuckers who deny you are throwing that pitch on purpose to fucking hit you.
Yeah.
You take it because you know that man coming home, Miles.
I want to say, the way you laid out that baseball analogy, you could be a baseball announcer. That was very vivid. I could see it. If you cut out some of the cursing, maybe, I think you could do like a...
No. I'm going to disagree with that shit.
Okay.
I heard one time, you said, oh, he fucking hit it out of the park. Yes, he said that shit one time. I heard someone say, oh, he fucking hit it out of the park and the game is over.
Yeah, normally they get fired.
You think people don't like that? That's what people are saying. People are saying that shit in the stands anyway, Miles.
The odd thing is, yeah, people do like it, and that's the way we talk. But if you do that during a baseball broadcast, you probably are fired by the next inning.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, I'm going to start the show, but in honor of your baseball thing, I'm going to start it as a baseball announcer. How you doing out there, Miles? And thanks for joining us today. New day of May I Elaborate. Daily wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Each day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from their Zen calendar. How about that, JB?
Miles, when you take it to the ballpark, I fucking love it, Miles. I fucking love it.
Well, all right, let's play ball.
Hey, I hit a home run. Yeah, call that. Call a play. The fucking home run out of the park. Call that shit, Miles.
He catches a hold of it. That ball is deep. It's going back, way back. It's gone. Fuck me in the ass with your cousin's penis.
Look at, see? You think people won't like to hear that kind of stuff in the ballpark, Miles?
Yeah, huh? I don't know.
You think they're not thinking about that? They're not thinking about, wow, what the fuck just happened?
I enjoyed saying it.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But think about it, though.
All right.
I'm saying, people like that. They love it. They love it.
Hey, today's quote comes from their Zen calendar. Here goes the quote. Enlightenment for the wave is the moment the wave realizes that it is water. And that's from Thich Nhat Hanh, who's been quoted on here before.
I fucking love that. You know, he's anchored in. I love it. If I must piggyback off the quote and say, shit, let's get wet when we come back.
Boy, that ball is gone. I am wet. We'll be right back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. The quote we're looking at today is, enlightenment for the wave is the moment the wave realizes that it is water.
Hmm. Wow. Anything that involves water, Miles, I just fucking love it. because it is truly one of the most amazing and powerful elements of this earth, Miles. Oh, fucking love it. Hey, mind you ever go out swimming in the ocean? Nice, sunny-ass day, clear blue-ass water, calm-ass fucking sea. Just fucking beautiful, man. Oh, man. You know, it's beautiful. I mean, you're out there having a nice time when all of a sudden, big-ass waves comes out of nowhere, Miles. Like, where the fuck this wave come from? That damn wave grabs your ass, tosses you around like you're fucking nothing. That wave is going to take you wherever the fuck it wants to, and you can't do shit about it. The worst part is that wave hits you while you're talking. You don't know it's coming. You're telling a good-ass story, and that fucking wave come out of nowhere. And you were telling a good-ass story, Miles. And that fucking seawater goes right down your fucking throat, Miles. Oh, the worst feeling ever, Miles, when that fucking seawater goes in your mouth. You ever have that happen to you, Miles? Are you telling a fucking story?
No, I observe water safety. Like, I wouldn't be that distracted telling a story.
Well, you don't expect the fucking wave to splash you in the fucking face while you're telling a good-ass story. Yeah. And you get to the good part, and that fucking water goes in your fucking mouth. Like, a lot of water. Like, you can't even fucking catch your breath.
It's horrible.
Shit, man. I don't want to be graphic, but do you know what's in seawater, Miles? Years and fucking years of shit, Miles. And don't forget, fish go to the bathroom in that goddamn water. You just got a mouthful of ocean-ass shit. You know what I mean? Fish excrement and fucking years of ocean life. They dump things in the ocean all the time, Miles. They dump stuff in the water. Miles, that water is filthy. It looks beautiful, but deep down, all the bacteria and stuff that's in that water just went in your mouth, Miles. It went in your mouth. And you couldn't catch your breath, so you had to swallow the shit. Now you can't fucking breathe. And you start coughing and shit, and you had to swallow the goddamn salt water.
It's horrible. Even the way you phrase it, having to swallow. But yeah, when you think about it, you're swallowing ancient Vikings were in that ocean. Like that. It's not like they drain the ocean and refill it like you do your pool. That's the same water.
Miles. That water's been around for ages, Miles. The fucking water is filthy. Shit.
But maybe don't tell stories in the middle of the ocean now.
These are inland stories. This is not fucking standing on the shore telling this shit.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Miles, water is the strongest element on this fucking planet. That's all I know. I mean, most of the damn planet is fucking water. Something like 70% of that shit, which is crazy to believe. To understand that the fucking earth is 70% damn water. Now, why do you think they build those little water bungalows? Miles, you ever stayed in one of those water bungalows on vacation on fucking fancy resorts?
Oh, those fancy ones with the glass bottom and all that?
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, Miles.
I've never been one of those.
You think they built a little water bungalows at those fancy, why didn't they build? Because they fucking running out of land, Miles. Oh, here's a fucking good example. You ever see that movie, Water World?
The Kevin Costner.
Oh, Miles, I love that fucking movie.
So you were the one who loved it.
I fucking loved it, Miles.
That movie was a big failure, right?
Miles, it's a failure because the people who didn't see the movie heard it was a failure.
Yeah.
And that's what stopped it. Now, if motherfuckers would stop putting bad shit out about a movie, people would keep going and people would keep seeing the fucking movie and find something about the movie they love.
Right. Like how Kevin Costner would drink his own pee. Was that one of the good things?
Miles, of course it was. Miles, what's the difference between drinking your own pee and drinking that goddamn water full of pee? What's the fucking difference, Miles? What's the fucking difference?
That when the ocean water you were drinking by accident, you were forced to swallow in your uncomfortable way of putting it. Whereas Kevin Costner was doing it as a beverage. Like that's the way his world was. You drink your
Miles.
His was a beverage of choice.
Urine, Miles, is nothing but the lemonade of the body. That's all the fuck it is, Miles. Mm-hmm. That's all the fuck it is. You can pee in a glass, Miles, and put a lemon on the side of that bitch. You know what? And who's going to tell the difference? Who?
The Board of Health, Miles? Probably.
Oh, of course they would,
yeah,
Miles.
Shut you
of course
down.
They would.
You can't do that.
But once you put the fucking lemon on the side, Miles, or maybe a little umbrella in that bitch, see? Okay. It makes the experience of drinking pee even more enjoyable. If you got to drink pee, you dress it up. Put a little skirt on that motherfucker, man.
Right.
You would go to Hawaii, and they have the glasses, and they put a little hula skirt around the glass.
Yeah.
And a little umbrella on that bitch.
It just feels like if you're at a place where you could get all of those items, the umbrella, the little skirt, the glass, it seems like you'd also be able to get lemonade.
Just because lemonade is available, you're supposed to drink lemonade instead of pee?
Well, I feel like this is an argument that neither one of us is going to win. And let's get back to the quote.
And anyway.
I think you're really making your point with the power of the ocean, the power of water, and the power of waves. Enlightenment for the wave is the moment the wave realizes that it's water. So how do you get into that? You seem to be talking about the pieces of the quote, but let me see you put it together.
That's life, Miles. It moves in waves. And your ass gets caught up in them. You get caught up in the movement of the fucking wave. You quit your damn job, that's a fucking wave. You move across the country, chasing someone you're in love with. You start buying Bitcoin, even though you don't know shit about Bitcoin. You don't know a fucking thing about Bitcoin.
Yeah, I don't
you start
know
buying that shit because everybody else is buying it.
That's a wave you're caught up in. The Bitcoin wave or the love wave.
How about this? You open a goddamn food truck, even though your ass can't drive or cook. And you got a suspended fucking license. Fuck you doing with a food truck with a suspended license? You can't move that bitch. You can't move the shit nowhere. You did these damn things because at the time, you thought they were right. And now whether you were right or fucking wrong about it, you are caught up in that damn wave. Oh, man. You thought you were right. You believed in that love. That's why you traveled across the country to find that love.
Yeah.
You believed in that edamame and bacon, vegan, carnivore roll. Made that fucking roll. You invented your own roll. And you got a goddamn food truck so you can roll the shit in the food truck at different locations around the fucking city. Miles, people love food trucks.
Yeah, but not that combination. That seems strange.
I guess this is the best of both worlds. The best of both worlds roll. And I'll say the number one thing that makes a vegan slip up and go back to being a carnivore, Miles, is some fucking bacon. Miles, bacon is the devil.
Okay.
Bacon will make you fucking do shit you didn't expect to do. It'll turn a long-term vegan back into a goddamn carnivore. That fucking bacon.
Well, it is
delicious. And I'm going to say this bluntly right now to fuck you, bacon. Fuck you, man.
Wow.
Okay. Let's start the realest bitch in, Miles.
Good.
If I may use the water metaphor. That's real as bitching.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let me land a quote. Let me say the quote one more time.
Say it again.
Enlightenment for the wave is the moment the wave realizes that it is the water. So I've heard you talk about getting caught up in a wave. A wave is a momentum of so many things that can move you in ways that you didn't even know you could move. But always remember that you are that water being moved. So How do you land this?
Here we go. First, you got to ask, what is a wave? In the ocean, Miles, it ain't nothing but some water with some damn momentum to it. That momentum started far away and made its way to you. In some other part of the world, it started as a ripple. Some motherfucker cliff dived and started that little ass ripple. And now that big ass wave has made its way across the world. You know, or maybe it wasn't even a dive. And maybe some big man was cliff diving, throwing cannonballs and shit. When that moment he hit that fucking water, bloosh! That's how that shit sound. Bloosh! Sometimes by the time it gets to you, it's calm now.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes as a big ass wave. And that's what the fuck we are, Miles, and everybody out there. We are mortal ass beings that from time to time get caught up in some damn momentum. And that momentum can move us in some strange ass ways, Miles. And that's the journey of life, Miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, how big of a wave is going to come your way? You know what? You've heard someone say it's the motion of the ocean?
Yeah.
Ah, man, I love that term.
Yeah.
You do know motion of the ocean refers to fucking.
Yeah.
You do know that.
No, I knew that. And I that's why I just tried to go on.
Who made that shit up, Miles? Who made that up?
Maybe a pirate having sex?
Maybe a pirate. A pirate is a nasty motherfucker. I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Nasty motherfucker.
Yards, not.
Anybody who talks like that is a dirty, nasty bitch. I'm telling you something.
Yeah, because you figure the pirates, they're out in the sea air a lot, so they suffer from shrinkage a lot. So they're usually embarrassed when they take their pants off. So they go, don't worry about this. It's the motion in the ocean. It's not.
Did you know that the pirate is the number one role playing character people use?
It is.
Fuck yeah, it is, okay. Man.
Was that a study somewhere?
Fuck yeah. What do you think walk the plank is, Miles? What do you think walking the plank is?
I guess that, you're right. That could be something.
Fuck yeah.
That could be something.
Fuck yeah. Yep. Hey, man. Look it up. Look it up, Miles. Shit.
Nah.
So anyway, so what I'm saying is this, everybody. You are water. And at some point, you begin to ripple. You ripple.
Yeah.
Eventually, that ripple turns into a wave of excitement, energy, ideas, and goals. You are part of a huge wave. You are part of that huge-ass wave. But here's the thing. That wave is going to end at some point. When your wave ends, here's what your ass got to do. You need to make a big damn splash. See, once you make a big-ass splash, you're going to cause a ripple. You heard that special, Miles? Make a big-ass splash?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Ooh. Well, I would say this was the Olympic diving event, and you were at the highest diving board. The crowd was hushed, and you jumped up, did a triple, double, quadruple, whatever, and your splash was epic as you entered the water today.
I made a big-ass splash.
Yeah.
That you still don't want to go in your damn mouth. You don't want that shit to go in your mouth.
No.
Regardless.
No, and definitely not in the pool, because, you know, there's chemicals cool. And those swimmers, they're peeing in there, too.
And other people's ass, Miles.
Right.
There's other asses in.
Yeah.
It's just too much going on in those city pools, Miles.
Right. Well, I had an Olympic pool. But yeah, all
too many other ass. Too many asses in there.
Too many asses in there. Hey, thanks for joining us in another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from their Zen calendar.
Private areas.
As always, everybody. We hope you had a good time and maybe you were even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment. And while you're at it, a great rating on Apple Podcasts. Please continue to leave us your quotes. As always, we'll be selecting some to feature on our show. Be on the lookout for our special celebrity guest episodes where JB invites some cool celebrity friends to come on here and help us break down a quote. That's right, Elaboration Nation. We're trying to get that going. Hashtag Elaboration Nation. Anyway, it'll be fun and you won't want to miss it. Once again, I'm Miles and he's...
JB Smooth. Love jellyfishes. And Miles, as I said, what they should throw a bunch of jellyfish into city pools.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. Just to make it, you know, people go underwater, they want to see stuff. Yeah.
I'm only contractually obligated to comment on things that regard the quote, so I don't have to say anything about that one.
Okay. Whatever. People love jellyfishes.
I'm off the clock.
This has been a Team Coco production.